Happy Thanksgiving, my support group friends. I just wanted to give you a special message today for Thanksgiving Day. This message is about gratitude and three different ways that we can be more grateful and practice having more of a gratitude feeling in our hearts. So gratitude is the feeling of love. When you love someone, you are grateful for them. You value them. And to take that even a step deeper, you acknowledge how much God loves them too. And how much God loves you by allowing you to know them. When a person is having a hard time feeling love towards someone, maybe a spouse, maybe a child, showing gratitude to that person and maybe even praying for gratitude or a feeling of being grateful for that person can help you love them more and deeper when you might be struggling at that time because of whatever flaws or things that they might have personally. Also, continuing to have gratitude for a person and for all people makes life more joyful. And don't we all want that? Don't we all want to be happier all the time? When we value other people, it is too hard then for us to think about how bad life is for us or how much we don't get. In the spirit of gratitude, everything looks infinitely better. So if you want to be a happier person, if you want to have a better day, don't talk bad about somebody behind their back. Talk good about somebody behind their back. That will change everything. You explaining your feeling of gratitude to that person will strengthen your relationship and bond with them and make you happy. And you talking good about another person to someone else when that person doesn't even know that you're mentioning them in such a positive way also helps you be happier and helps you love your fellow men more. Let's face it, the messages around us are selfish messages. We are plagued with this feeling of selfishness, that we have to have the perfect day, the perfect house, the perfect meals, the perfect body, everything. We're constantly comparing in negative ways to other people. We're looking in the mirror and we are unsatisfied. How can we change that? By being grateful. When we are grateful, we fall back in love not only with other people and with our God, but with ourselves. I want to share with you three easy ways today that you can practice having more gratitude. Number one is praise, just like I mentioned. I'll never forget one time I did this presentation at a conference. There was a big group there. Toward the front of the room, there was a woman who did not have a very good feeling about her. And as a speaker, I don't know whether you know this or not, but I can tell when someone's got problems. I may not be able to tell their whole, story, but I can feel from them when something is not right. Or when they have a bad spirit about them. Well, this particular woman had kind of a dark countenance. And she was sitting there with her husband, who her husband seemed very, very eager to hear all of the things that I had to say. Well, when it came time for question and answer, the woman said, "You mentioned praising. You said that we should praise our children 6 to 10 times for every one time that we correct them, that we should find every way possible to find good things that they do and to praise them. Well, I have read studies that say that if you praise somebody too much, then they will expect to get praised for every single thing that they do. It will be unhealthy for them, and that too much praise is bad." And I said, well, now these are the kind of praises, the ones you're talking about are the praises that are made up. You're telling someone they're a genius when they haven't done anything. Or you're telling someone that they did a very good job cleaning their room when they actually only put a couple of things away. Those types of praises are false. They're made up. They are manipulative praises. They're not the kind I'm talking about. The type of praising that I'm talking about are the ones where you actually say, "Just now you looked at me. I know you didn't want to, but you chose to do it anyway. It's very courageous. You're governing yourself." Or the type where you say, "You know, you did that job so well that no one would be able to tell if I did it or if you did it. Wow, you're really growing up." And that's when they really did do it that well. Otherwise, I wouldn't give the praise that way. I would say, "Wow, you worked really hard on this. Here, let me help you finish it up." It would be different. Anyway, this woman wasn't satisfied. And shortly after I answered that question, she got up and she left. And her husband came up to me after and he said, "You know, this praising thing is really going to be a problem for her. She won't be able to do anything that you've suggested now because of this, and it's just too bad. But she does not feel like that you should have to tell people when they've done well." And I said, "Does she feel like you should tell them when they've done wrong?" And he said, "Well, yeah, she does that all the time." And I said, "Well, then she'll always be the person who is negative. And she might not be very happy." And he kind of hung his head down and said, "Yeah, I don't really know how to have a breakthrough with her. I was really hoping this would help her." Very rarely does anyone walk out of my presentation in that way. And so I remembered that case. And I felt bad for the woman because she's not allowing herself the joy that comes by expressing gratitude to someone else for when they've done something well. And she doesn't recognize how a person grows when they get positive attention from someone that they love and how those words end up resonating as love to that person. So number one way to practice having more gratitude is praise more. I know you're all trying to do that, but look for more things today that you can praise. Second, keep a journal. Keeping a journal is probably one of the most powerful things that you can do for yourself in the moment and for your posterity forever. Keep a record of the positive things that happen in your life. Keep a record of your blessings, the things you're grateful for. Sure, you might list some of the hardships, but in the moment of having a hardship, if you can list what you are grateful for, or that possibly you are grateful for that hardship, just think how powerful that will be for you right then. And how powerful it will be for all those who come after you who will read that very positive, hopeful, and faith-filled life story that you are leaving them. We are writing a story whether we actually record it or not. I know it takes a lot of self-discipline to remember to keep a record. Start with once a week if you have to. Maybe pick a day. Maybe it's every Monday morning or every Sunday evening. Keep a record. Record what happened each day. Even if you only have to keep bullet points. It doesn't have to be eloquent. Just allow it to be with a tone of gratitude. And you will love your life more, the people in your life, the experiences you are able to have, and your family will thank you for it. The final thing that you can do, this is one of the easy things, there are many things, I just picked these three out today, The final thing that you can do, in that same tone of stories, and leaving a story for your family, is tell stories. Tell stories about the past. The good stories. The moments when you became who you were. The moments when your heart was transformed. You saw things more clearly. The moments when a miracle happened. Sit with your children in the nights and the evenings before bed and tell them how you are grateful for the life that you have had. Tell them about the wonderful people that you have known. They're not perfect, and you don't need to paint them as perfect either. But you, having a spirit of gratitude and love as you tell those stories to your children, will create hope in their hearts. Will give them a vision of what family is, what growing is, what life is. Now I know there are a few of us who might think our lives were such a mess, we made so many mistakes, there were so many bad things that happened. How can we possibly say we're grateful for all of that? I broke my back when I was a young girl. I broke my head. I was paralyzed from the neck down. All because I did not have enough courage to follow a voice that came into my mind that told me I shouldn't do something that I was about to do. I had a lot of hard times. I've had a lot of hard experiences. I could lament and tell about how hard things have been and how many things I haven't been able to do. Or I could share how grateful I am that I had that experience. That I was able to see a miracle worked in my life for my benefit so that I would not have to be in a wheelchair my whole life. But that I was able to walk, able to run, able to play, do sports, do many things that I never thought I'd be able to do. I can also share a story about how grateful I am that I had that experience of not listening to that Holy Spirit that came to my mind, which taught me always to listen. Without suffering the consequences on that horrible day when I was 9 years old, I don't know if I would have been ready to listen to that voice on the many, many days of my life that have come afterward. I am so profoundly grateful for suffering because I've had to rely on God. I'm so profoundly grateful for pain because then I can understand other people. There are things that you can share, even in the hardest times, that bring hope and help to your family for their lives to come. This Thanksgiving, praise the people around you. Recognize the good. Even if the turkey burns or you didn't get your favorite dessert, praise everything that is good. Tell your children stories of beautiful times from the past and of lessons learned and the feeling of gratitude in your heart. And then tonight, when you're all done with your beautiful day, take a few moments to make a list of those times that day that you're grateful for, the connections with certain people that you felt, the bounty that you experienced. Write those things down. Start making your life history on purpose with a spirit of gratitude today. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful day.